This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 327 for Tuesday, March 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly higher on Tuesday morning. Chicago soil is slightly higher, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are also higher. Crude oil is down one day after prices surged due to curbed exports from the Iraqi region of Kurdistan. The Canadian dollar is up 2/10 of a United States cent compared to Monday's close. The federal Liberal government will unveil its latest budget at 3 p.m. Central Time. The May canola contract is up $6.70 per ton at $759.90. In the U.S., corn is firm while soybeans and wheat are making gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that more than 666,000 tons of U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended March 23rd, down from 1.19 million in the previous week and only 41% from the same week last year. Mexico was the top destination for the week, while the season's shipments totaled 18.19 million tons, compared to 29 million at this point last year. In Texas, 52% of new crop corn has been planted, up from 40% last week and 7 points above the average. According to cereal lobby ANAC, Brazil's exports in March alone are estimated at 1.3 million tons, more than its previous estimate of nearly 900,000. The May corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.51. More than 888,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were inspected for export for the week ended March 23rd, according to the USDA, up from 720,000 during the previous week and 41% more than 1 year earlier. This season's exports so far total 44.95 million tons, compared to 43.47 million 1 year ago. ANAC is estimating Brazil's March soybean exports at 15.3 million tons, compared to 12.2 million last year. The May soybean contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.58. More than 390,000 tons of U.S. wheat were inspected for export during the week ended March 23rd, according to the USDA, up 17,000 from the week before and up 49,000 from the same week last year. Mexico and China were the top destinations, while 36% of shipments were hard red winter wheat and 31% were white wheat. Accumulated wheat exports this year were 16.68 million tons, down 220,000 from last year. Kansas's and Texas's wheat crops are at 19 and 18% good to excellent, respectively, while Ohio's and Illinois's are both at 58%. China will auction off 900,000 tons of wheat from state reserves on April 4th. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.04. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.72. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.77. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.